This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC. But unfortunately, we're third in the league, so it's not a daily reminder of anything. We have had a shite week, is what we've had. A bad performance and a bad result at Old Trafford. An awful performance and terrible result at home to Atalanta. And a bad performance and a really bad result at home to Crystal Palace. But. Look, we have 7 games. Potentially 10, but 7 games left with Klopp. And while, yes, he stood on the sideline on Sunday and looked completely out of ideas, if there's one fella you would back to just get one last tune out of this group, it is him. Now, a lot of the players look tired. But at the same time, a lot of them just look like they're a little bit shorn of confidence. Darwin looks like his confidence is on the floor. Diaz looks like his confidence is on the floor. Same with Curtis Jones. Same with Szoboszlai. And if there's one manager that you would back to get their confidence back to a level where they can go out and take on the world, it is Jurgen. And I keep seeing people say, oh, well, this was always bound to happen. We've been punching above our weight and we're never on the level of Arsenal or City. And I just think that's the biggest load of horseshit that I've ever heard. How are we not on the level of Arsenal? Like, in what way? Do they have a better manager? No, they do not. Do they have a better goalkeeper? No, they do not. Do they have a better right back? No. Better centre-backs? No. Ibu and Virgil are better than Saliba and Gabriel. Do they have a better left-back? No. Even with the decline of Robbo, he's still better than what they have. You look at the midfield group, I'd take Rice over Endo, even though Rice isn't a six. I'd still take him over Endo. And I'd take Odegaard. But the third would be McAllister. But then if we're talking about depth, I'm taking Curtis Jones over anybody that they have. I'm taking Szoboszlai over anyone that they have. I'd take Partey over Endo as a footballer, but obviously not as a human being. And Endo's available, Partey generally is not. They do have Jorginho, who's decent, but like, I don't see a big difference in terms of the individual talent in midfield. And then we look in the attack. You take Salah over any of their players, but especially Saka, who plays his position. I'm taking Darwin and Jota over any of Jesus, Havertz, and Nketiah. I'm taking Jota over Trossard, without question. And I take Diaz over Martinelli. I'd also take Szoboszlai on the left over Martinelli. And I do wonder if Jurgen might just give Dominic a run on the left wing, because that is closer to his actual position that he played at Leipzig and at Salzburg than the number eight role. Now, the thing is, without him in midfield, we do lack a little bit in our press. When him and Curtis were playing as the eights, we were able to overwhelm teams with that press. It feels like we might need to try and get back to that. Now, we can do that in one of two ways, either by leaving Endo out, and he looks like he needs a couple of weeks out of the team, and playing Alexis as the six, or by moving to a box midfield and keeping Trent as a right back, but going with Alexis and Endo and Curtis and Dominic and just playing two up front. Now, Jurgen won't do that. But, like, again, go through the players. Make yourself an L combined 11. If you don't have at least eight Liverpool players, you're away with the fairies, in my opinion. They're just not better than us individually. Yes, what I will say is they have a more balanced... They have a more balanced style of play. They're more controlled. They're more cautious. They play risk-averse football. What Arsenal do is Arsenal start quickly, get in front, and then they sit in. And they just kill teams on the counter. The counter-attack and set pieces have been Arsenal's primary mode of scoring this year. Something we used to be great at. Our issue is we start games really badly and our defensive structure has been poor because we're committing our fullbacks at the same time too high up the pitch. That's the one thing you hit Jurgen for and his coaching staff, is that the defensive structure is off. It's not good enough and it hasn't been for a lot of the season. And it's leaving Virgil and Ibu far too exposed. But look, we did get a couple of positives out of the Crystal Palace game. The first one is that Alisson is back and he's the best keeper in the world. So that is huge. The second one is that Trent is back. And again, he's the best in the world in his position. So that's also huge. And Diogo Jota and Curtis Jones got minutes in their legs. Now, Curtis didn't play well, but he did get minutes in his legs. He missed two sitters, and I'm really not sure what was going on for their goal, but he was a little bit all over the place. But we have six league games left, and all we can do is go and win them. All we can do is go and win them and hope that City lose. And they could lose at Spurs. It's very possible they could lose at Spurs. I think Arsenal will drop more points. I think that the Arsenal defeat obviously kind of compounds the annoyance of us losing to Crystal Palace, because we would have opened up a 3-point gap on them had we won our game.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
But both of us are now looking at City and hoping they lose points. I don't think Arsenal have it in them to win their remaining six. I think they win no more than four. I think they lose at Spurs, and I think they'll draw one other, potentially at Old Trafford, potentially at home to Chelsea. They could even draw, win three, lose two and draw one. Like, their running is really tough. City's is easy except for Spurs. There's a couple of tricky ones there, but it's City. So you'd look at it as they'll win those games, bar Spurs. That's the one I think they could drop points in. That means that if we win our six games, we could potentially win the title. Or we could potentially lose it on goal difference if they draw that game against Spurs and win the other five, which would be horrific. But all we can do is win our games. And does this team look capable right now? No. But it has in the past. It has in the past. This team doesn't look capable of going to Bergamo and scoring three and keeping a clean sheet, but it has in the past. It's gone there and gotten five. And maybe I'm just trying to talk myself into it. I don't know. But I feel like that Atalanta team have been bang average all season, came into that game against us in fairly rotten form, and we played right into their hands. Now, at the weekend, they went 2-0 up quite early, but then conceded two quick goals. And their defence is questionable. If you get past that midfield where Ederson is just hoovering up everything, and you get in on that back three, it can be got at. It really can be got at, and it can be exposed. If we can go there and score early, we could potentially get back into the tie. It's a huge game on Thursday night, potentially Jurgen's last game in Europe with us. Conor Bradley looks like he will be out for up to 3 weeks after sustaining an ankle injury at the weekend. That is obviously a blow, but having Trent back is huge. So we are going to be happy about that one. Liverpool manager news. There's some nonsense in the Daily Mail about Niko Kovac, who's dreadful. So I would put that firmly in the bin. With a bit of luck, we'll get Ruben Amorim done and dusted quite soon. De Zerbi's name is in the mix. Thiago Motta's name is in the mix. His football is interesting. Thomas Tuchel's name is floating about. Seems very unlikely. Gary O'Neill's a non-starter. Julian Nagelsmann, thankfully, is going back to Bayern by the looks of things. It feels to me like it's going to be Ruben Amorim. And, you know, David Ornstein said that he didn't know if he was a shoe-in or not, or what the situation was. But, I mean, David Ornstein's been wrong about a few things when it comes to Liverpool. If you have a spare 4.6 million just lying around, you can buy Bobby Firmino's house. He has put it on the market. It's a 6-bedroom property in Formby, and it has currently been advertised on Rightmove for 4.6 million. The mansion, located on the corner of Lifeboat Road with a direct link to the National Trust Park and Formby Beach. So there you go. If you have 4.6 billion just burning a hole in your pocket, sure, what else would you spend it on? Wouldn't that be just lovely to buy Bobby's house? On AnfieldIndex.com, let's have a gander and see what's new. Obviously, there was nothing yesterday with the anniversary of Hillsborough. There is a piece about on Trent and his journey under Jurgen. A piece about Cody Gakpo. A piece about why Liverpool struggled against Crystal Palace and Atalanta. Liverpool goalkeeper moves closer to summer exit. I assume that is the one and the only Adrian. It is. Filip Jurgensen and a long-term successor to Alisson. So this piece basically breaks down the goalkeeping situation. Podcast-wise, there is a new Under Pressure covering Atalanta and Crystal Palace. It is Dan Kennett, Cy Brundish, and Phil Barker. There is Raw, if you want to go back and relive that from the weekend as well. There's going to be lots more now coming this week. We're recording Scouted immediately after this, which is why this is going to be short. There's a Stat Me Up being recorded today as well. Tomorrow you'll get a press conference pod and a buzz pod, so do make sure you listen to that. There'll be Raw on Thursday. There'll be Scouted, Scouts of Tommy's, Minefield, and AIP, as well as Moby on the Spot on Friday. So loads to come. Loads to come. So I will see you all. I won't see you tomorrow. I will see you all Friday. I won't be here tomorrow or Thursday. I have to go and get my head scanned and a few other bits and bobs done on Thursday. So, all as well. But this fucking vertical thing is just, it's gotten to the point now where it needs to be looked at. So I will see you all on Friday. Take care of yourselves. Have a good week. And hopefully, I will be on Raw on Thursday. So the next time you hear my lovely voice will be Scouted and then Raw. And you might hear me very miserable on Thursday. Very miserable. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.